Are you trying to squeeze the starting solid food stuff into your already busy schedule? Well, I have an all-in-one, done-for-you solution that's going to take the guesswork out of feeding your baby. My online program is called Baby-Led Weaning with Katie Ferraro. It contains all of my baby-led weaning training videos, the original 100 First Foods content library, plus a 100-day meal plan with recipes, like the exact sequence of which foods to feed in which order. So if you want to stop trying to piece all this feeding stuff together on your own, I would be honored if you would join me inside of the program. You can get signed up at babyledweaning.co/program.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, 7 days a week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes with stories about impending hurricanes, winter storms, or even what not to miss in the night sky. So listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
We actually don't feed babies early on for hunger purposes. And sometimes when you're working on your schedule early on, you'll bring the baby to the table and be freaking out because they're hungry. Well, the food is not going to satiate their hunger needs or take care of that because they don't know how to eat yet. Hey there, I'm Katie Ferraro, registered dietitian, college nutrition professor, and mom of seven specializing in baby-led weaning. Here on the Baby-Led Weaning Made Easy podcast, I help you strip out all of the noise and nonsense about feeding, leaving you with the confidence and knowledge you need to give your baby a safe start to solid foods using baby-led weaning. Hey guys, welcome back. Today we're talking about scheduling your baby's meals. Now this particular episode is for 6 to 7 month old babies. I'm going to do 8 to 9 next and then 10 and 11 month old babies after that. So if you have a baby who's 6 or 7 months of age, this is an episode for you all about some ideas regarding sample baby-led weaning schedules. Now, I'm going to share a few of my thoughts about how you might consider shaping your baby's day with regards to food as you're just starting out at 6 to 7 months. But I'm going to be bringing in a number of moms who will also be sharing their particular schedules at this age as well. Now, I put the word out for all parents and caregivers, but it was only moms who participated in this one. But I think you're really going to enjoy hearing from them. Because I don't know about you, but I love to hear other people's schedules, like not for comparison's sake, but just for inspiration. Like, oh, I never thought about that. Or maybe that's what I could do. So when it comes to scheduling, I want you to know that there's no wrong way to schedule your baby's meals. And that's because there's no hard and fast rules about what you have to or should be doing. So again, all of these suggestions I'm providing just for your ideas, things you might consider, but you don't have to do it, right? Again, no hard and fast rules about how many times a baby should eat. Anytime you hear baby-led weaning guidance that says you should do this, my kind of red flags always go up because a lot of this is dependent upon your baby, your family schedule, what you're comfortable with. Some parents are like, yeah, I get it, but can you just tell me what you do? My general rule of thumb is when your baby is 6 to 7 months of age, try to feed the baby 1 to 2 times a day. It's a good place to start. You're transitioning into this new phase of the baby's life. Any disruption in the schedule is a little bumpy and rocky there for a while. So I like to do 1 to 2 times a day. Some of the moms you're going to hear from today are doing a little bit more than that, and that's fine. By 8 to 9 months, we like to bump that up to 2 to 3 times a day. And then at 10 and 11 months of age, we want to see baby getting ready to be eating 3 meals a day if that's what the rest of the family does. Because ultimately, with baby-led weaning, like our end goal here is that we want baby to be sitting at the table eating modified versions of the same foods that the rest of the family does by the time they're 1 year old. But as you guys know, your baby doesn't wake up on their first birthday magically knowing how to eat 100 different foods, right? The weaning period is the practice period. And 6 and 7 months is the very beginning of the practice period. So 6 to 7 months, I generally start with 1 to 2 times a day. I get two questions when I ask that. Why 1 to 2 times a day? Because there's some families I work with that are like, oh, I'm doing solid foods like every 2 or 3 days. That's not going to cut it. Okay. Practice makes progress. The more practice your baby has, the more proficient they will become at self-feeding. Because for those of you who are in the thick of it right now, you know, the first few weeks, sometimes even months of baby-led weaning, there's very little actual eating going on. And you should be prepared for that. You don't need to stress about how much they're eating before they're even able to eat. So remember that the weaning period is the practice period, but the more you practice, the better your baby will get. So we don't want to be skipping days, you know, a day or two here and there because you're traveling or the baby's sick, not the end of the world. But if you look back on your week and you're like, ooh, we only did like 3 meals the whole week, that might not be enough for a baby who's 6 to 7 months to be hitting their feeding milestones down the road. Now, on the other side, people always say, well, what if I want to do more than that? If you do, cool. Like if that works for you, fine. But it's a lot of pressure to change from a fully liquid diet, right? Your baby's only had breast milk or formula in their mouth for the first 6 months of their life. And now you're introducing this new stuff and the stools are changing a little and the nap schedule might be adjusting. So don't stress yourself out about it. Try to do one a day. And if you can do two, great. If you're up for three, that's fine. So just remember, this is kind of a slow burn, right? The first few weeks, even months of baby-led weaning can be slow, but we still want to practice.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you've been thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's a convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online experience. All you do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I used to think therapy was just for people who have experienced major trauma, but therapy can help you be at your best no matter what you're going through. So whether it's to learn new positive coping skills, set more realistic boundaries, or just show up as a better version of yourself, BetterHelp is here to help. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can help you get there and BetterHelp can help you. Visit betterhelp.com/weaning today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/weaning and get 10% off your first month.
So how might you shape your day? I'm going to be sharing a few moms who called in with some ideas about what their current schedule looks like for their 6 to 7 month old babies. So with no further ado, let's bring on some of the moms who are sharing their babies' 6 and 7 month old schedules, their sample baby-led weaning schedule ideas for you. And first up is Emily.
Hi, Katie and team. My daughter, Lennon, is a week shy of 7 months and doing baby-led weaning. Interested to hear what you think about this schedule, but right now we are doing essentially 2 baby-led wean meals a day. What works for us is doing morning and then evening. And evening is where we tend to get the most creative and super dirty right before bath time. She does go to daycare and has bottles. Her daycare provider is also feeding her puree during the day. She feels most comfortable. And honestly, I feel most comfortable with her doing that right now, just kind of where we are with food, a little bit of my like anxiety about it, but interested to hear if you think that that's a good schedule or not.
Emily, I love your ideas. I think for a 7 month old, love that you waited until your baby was 6 months adjusted age. 2 times a day sounds great. I personally also feel that babies, at least in my own family, and then in the families that I work with, a lot of times morning is the time they'll have the best meal, but that might not be for every baby. As far as timing goes, just so you guys know, what time you do the meal doesn't really matter, whatever works for your family. With one caveat there, when we're introducing new allergenic foods, I prefer not to do it later at night because in the event that there's an allergic reaction, you don't want to have like the baby sleeping and the whole family sleeping. And just so you know, if there is going to be an allergic reaction to a food, it will occur within minutes and up to no more than 2 hours following ingestion of the food. So it might just be easier for allergenic food day to do it a little bit earlier. I also love that Emily is trying to incorporate baby-led weaning at daycare, but she's honest that she's not super comfortable with that yet. And I also always recommend that you get comfortable with doing baby-led weaning with your baby with a few foods. And I would suspect, Emily, that in just a few days or even weeks, Lennon will have enough foods under her belt that you'll feel comfortable asking for a meeting with daycare, sitting them down and saying, hey, this is how I want Lennon to be able to eat and feed herself when she's at daycare. And doing purees is perfectly fine if that's all the daycare is comfortable with. But one thing you can always request is that nobody put the spoon in the baby's mouth except the baby. And again, that may require you sitting down with them, showing how you put the food into the bowl, put the pureed food onto the spoon, and then let the baby self-feed. If you guys are interested in learning more about daycare, I've got a fabulous episode. It's episode number 42, and it's called Daycare: How to Be an Advocate for Baby-Led Weaning. And I've got a great handout on the show notes page that's all about the language to use to talk to your daycare provider if you're trying to have these conversations. You can find that episode at blwpodcast.com/42. So doing a great job, Emily. Keep up the good work with Lennon. We'll stay in touch to see how you guys are doing. Next up, we're going to hear from Darian, mom of a baby who's 6 months old.
So my baby is 6 months old and we've been doing baby-led weaning. I try my best to do at least one meal a day and it's usually lunch because that seems to be about the easiest whenever I'm eating, she eats with me. And I always feed her first. I breastfeed. So we do breastfeeding first before any meal, just because I know she's going to get more of that compared to the food. If it's a good day, I try to do 2 times a day whenever my husband try to get her to eat dinner with us. Usually it's her lunch meal is definitely bigger than her dinner meal, just because I get more one-on-one time with her during lunch. But she is doing great. She's really loving the lamb. That's been the new craze of the week. But I really appreciate your baby-led weaning courses you give, because they really have helped us out tremendously.
All right, Darian with a 6-month-old. Love a couple things about your schedule. First of all, acknowledging that like you've maybe played around with it and lunch seems to be doing well for you. That's great. It definitely will change. And some days, hey, lunch might be good one day and not good the next day. And that's totally fine. You can definitely expect that babies will wax and wane with regard to their interested food in different times of the day. So sometimes if a meal doesn't go well, put that meal right back in the fridge, go for a nap, go for a play, come back later and try it. And sometimes it's amazing that they'll go for the food they didn't go for before, but you're breastfeeding. And so we're talking a little bit about hunger here. You made a really important point that your baby's getting most of their nutrition from breast milk or formula at 6 months, which they certainly are and will continue to for a while. We actually don't feed babies early on for hunger purposes. And sometimes when you're working on your schedule early on, you'll bring the baby to the table and be freaking out because they're hungry. Well, the food is not going to satiate their hunger needs or take care of that because they don't know how to eat yet. So you might want to give them a little breastfeeding snack, a little bit of breast milk, calm them down, chill them out. Then they're not so starving. Put them in the high chair and the baby is more likely to eat if they're not distracted by being hungry. So don't feel obligated to be offering food in response to hunger very early on at 6 and 7 months of age. Even some 8 and 9 month old babies are going to need a little bit more time until they're really able to respond to hunger. So you're smart to still be leaning on breast milk or formula as a primary source of nutrition. And you're using all of those meal experiences as your baby's opportunity to learn how to eat. So thank you, Darian, for sharing your schedule with us.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next up, I want to introduce you guys to Mari.
Hi, Katie. My baby is now 7 months old. We started baby-led weaning at around 6 months plus 1 week. Yeah, it was like that. And it's been going great. We usually did like 2 times a day, but now it seems really unfair when we sit at the table and he can't eat, you know, like we eat 3 times a day together as a family. Thank you for your podcast and the stuff you do around the baby-led weaning. Really appreciate it. I didn't do it with my first son, and he's not eating at all. So I hope my second baby will teach him how to do it. So thank you very much. Now we are at the 3-time schedule feeding.
Mari, this is awesome. 7 months old. Congratulations, getting your baby up to 2 times a day. That's wonderful. Well, I don't love that you said you felt like you're being unfair, because you're not being unfair. But I get it. Like after a couple of days, your baby sees food and they see you guys eating and they get excited and they want to be a part of that. So there's no reason why you can't bump your baby up to 3 times a day if it's something that works for your family. Some families feel stressed by that. Either maybe they don't eat 3 times a day, or they're not home for 3 meals a day, or they don't have the energy to do it 3 times a day. And that, or maybe they eat after the baby eats. That's a big one, right? Like if babies go to bed at 6 o'clock, like, I'm sorry, I don't love eating dinner at 5. But sometimes you do, you sit down, you might have a snack with your baby. But I love that you're adjusting the baby's schedule to work with your family schedule. And I think 3 times a day tops is fine. Just as a reminder, babies do not need snacks. I saw something the other day that killed me. It was actually a printed guide from a state agency here in California that said to feed a 9-month-old baby 4 meals a day and 2 snacks. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Who has time to do? Do you eat 6 times a day? I mean, you might, you're a full-blown adult. Does your baby with their teeny tiny stomach need 4 food meals plus 2 food snacks a day at 9 months? Absolutely not. I like to think of the snacks that your baby is getting. That's the milk that they're getting between meals. Babies don't need snacks. And if this is news to you, I've got a great snacks episode. A lot of parents love this one because they're like, I didn't know it was okay to skip snacks. Absolutely. If you don't want to have a toddler who's always asking for snacks, don't start by making a baby who is always used to getting snacks. So if you go to episode number 35, it's called Snacks, Why Early Eaters Don't Need Snacks. That's at blwpodcast.com/35. Lots more snacks info in there for you. But I love, Mari, that you're sticking to the food, and congrats on getting almost up to 3 times a day with your 7-month-old baby.
My son is 7 months old. He has started eating solids as of last week because he came a month early. He eats twice a day. Generally, I try to feed him an hour after he's had his milk, and it's worked out really well. I usually feed him in the morning time, his solids, and during lunchtime.
All right, Jeanette Kubelis, thank you so much for sharing. A couple things there. 7 months old. Did you guys hear how she said she just started? And that's because her baby was born prematurely. So great job there, Jeanette. We always want to wait until the baby is at least 6 months adjusted age. If you're not sure about what adjusted age means, head back to episode 119. It's called Premature Babies, How to Estimate and Adjust Age for Starting Solid Foods. Now, with Jeanette's schedule, I love that she mentioned she tries to feed him solid food about an hour after he's had milk. Now, this is a little bit different. If you're bottle feeding, we generally want to wait a little bit longer after the bottle versus if you're breastfeeding. Breastfeeding babies, they're snacking sometimes to chill them out. You can put them right in the high chair. The volume that they eat is so little that we're generally not concerned. Why is it different with bottle-fed babies? Well, a 7-month-old baby who's taking a bottle might take 4, 5, or 6 ounces at once. They're getting really good at getting the bottle, right? And if their belly is full of all of that formula and you sit them down and you're practicing with a new food, you guys know there's gagging that occurs when we're starting baby-led weaning. And gagging, while it's a good thing and a totally natural and necessary part of learning how to eat, if baby gags too intensely, it could elicit a vomiting response. Now, you guys can expect vomiting a little bit with baby-led weaning. Okay, but if baby's vomiting at every meal or every day, that's certainly not typical. And so we like to build in about an hour pad from the end of the milk feed until the beginning of the food feed, especially for those babies with a very sensitive gag reflex. Now, not all babies need this. Certainly, some can have a bottle pretty close to mealtime, especially as they get better at eating. But if you're worried about vomiting or there has been vomiting, try to put that pad in about an hour after the bottle feed ends to start the solid foods. So Jeanette, thank you so much for sharing, and great job with your baby doing baby-led weaning there at the 6-month adjusted mark. All right, well, there you have it. A little bit of information kind of sprinkled around this episode about some different ideas for how you might schedule baby-led weaning for your 6 to 7 month old baby. I want to say thank you to Emily, Darian, Mari, and Jeanette. Your guys' input is invaluable. If you noticed, there are 4 totally different ways that they're feeding their baby. And guess what? They're all right. They're all fine. Good job for trying to do it at least 1 to 2 times a day when your baby is 6 to 7 months of age. Hang with it. Don't give up. This is the most crucial point. The first 8 weeks throughout the 6 and 7 month mark can be brutal. You're like, why am I doing this? They're hardly even eating anything. Some of it's dropping on the floor. You're feeling frustrated. You're nervous. Oh my gosh, they're not getting enough iron. Chill. Your baby needs time to learn how to eat. That's the whole point of baby-led weaning. If you hang with it for the first 8 weeks, I promise you, the great majority of babies, somewhere between weeks 8 and 12, it really all kind of clicks for them with regard to self-feeding. And then a lot of parents, they'll write back to me and be like, okay, you were right. Like they write, and like, I'm complaining and freaking out when they're 6 and 7 months of age. I'm like, call me when they're 8 months. I promise. If you've been doing this for 8 weeks or longer, it will all click and you'll be so glad that you stuck with it. So don't forget, practice makes progress. Keep up the great work feeding your babies. And thanks so much for listening to this episode. I'm going to link to all of the other episodes that I talked about too inside of today's episode on the show notes, which you can find at blwpodcast.com/185. Good luck to all the parents and caregivers of 6 and 7 month old babies out there. I hope you find the schedule that works for your family. But final note, don't get too attached to it, because as you know, once you get good with a schedule, it's time to change to another schedule. So hang in there. You got this. Your baby will learn how to feed themselves. Bye now.
At a time when change is constant and we are pulled in far too many directions, we need a way to stay present to life and to increase our ability to remain calm, think clearly, and maintain our well-being. Many studies indicate mindfulness improves our mental, emotional, and physical health. On A Mindful Moment with Teresa McKee, you can learn how to practice mindfulness and enjoy its many benefits. Tune in for guided meditations and to hear tips and advice from some of the most respected experts in the fields of mental health and mindfulness. The world truly can be a better place It all starts with a mindful moment.